considered insane is because psychologically, in every mother-in-law, triggers very deep resentment against the daughter-in-law, and of course against the son-in-law too, because she feels she worked all her life in raising the son, how many sleepless nights she put in raising the son, in nursing the baby, and then taking care of him while he was sick, and I mean in clothing him, in feeding him, and then after she put in all the work, who comes in and reaps all the fruits of her labor and her toil and her energy and her talent? A strange woman comes in who marries a son, and she reaps all the fruits of her labor and her toil. So Hashem says, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Eitzel, the Miri, they all say, Bitecho, why is a Hanezo not Nemanes? She's the same. She naturally bears resentment in mother-in-law, toward the daughter-in-law, because Chishebes, he Yecheles, Kol Prim Amo, who eats the fruit of my labor and toil, my daughter-in-law. Because of that, she bears a resentment. And the same with natural resentment that lies to his son-in-law also. Maybe not as much as to his daughter-in-law, but to his son-in-law. And the very remarkable phenomenon has occurred between myself and my late mother-in-law. Now, according to many people in Chicago, I'm a very difficult person. So it's very difficult to get along with me. So if it's very difficult to get along with me for strange people who are not involved with me in any substantial way, so it is a thousandfold more difficult for a mother-in-law to get along with me. And I got along with my mother-in-law in a glorious way. There was never any argument between myself and my mother. I mean, this is an unusual phenomenon. But how can it be explained? It is repugnant to all the laws in sociology. I mean, that a mother-in-law should have a glorious relationship with the son-in-law. But I was fortunate to have a glorious relationship with my mother-in-law. She treated me like a child. And she showed me love and affection. I mean, she reprimanded me, but also out of love. Even the admonition that she gave me, even when she had reprimanded me, it was coupled with love and affection. But how can that be explained? It's contrary to all laws in psychology. There is a natural resentment in the heart of the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law and against the son-in-law, because the mother-in-law always feels that she put in so much work, toil and labor, and who harvests the fruits of a toil of a labor? Not she herself, but somebody else. So, he has three kolamoli. And because of that, I want to declare it that in certain yoni, where everyone is nemones, even Akum Misiach Vitume is nemon, but a mother will not. And still, the relationship with myself and Rabbi Tzishurim was a glorious relationship. How can that be explained? The answer is, that can be explained by just citing, and with that I'll finish. It will not take very long. By citing a certain Gemara in Torah. So I'll be able to explain this unusual phenomenon that I was able to maintain a glorious relationship with my mother. The Mishnah says the door is not Chav Gimel. The Mishnah says the blazer of Yalkif in there. Aforeitze lehadar es chavere, nimor es es chasur emechzere. Horeitze sheyichal etzol chavere, umsareve, umadire, nidre es eruzim. So if a person wants, let's say Ruvein, wants that Shimei should eat at his home, and Shimei refuses. So he takes a vow that if you don't eat in my home, so Canaan. So in other words, so I'm not going to have any annoyance. You're not going to have any annoyance for me. So that nether is invalid. Why? Because it's nidris reruzi. Why did he take this vow, this nether? Why did he say to Shimon? He invited Shimon to eat in his house. So, and he refused. So he said, Kedem Shinaton Enali, Im Litechali. So in order to induce Shimon to eat in his house, in his woman's house, he made this narrow. So in other words, it does not conform to the requirement of Odom Mishwot. So there is no real das, real consent. So it seemed valid. Who said this aloche? Rabbi Zabi Yan. So then Gemara has an abaye that called Dalet, whether this is only the aloche of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, and the Chachomim Achane, or no one is Chane. Iboyalu. Plige Rabbi Nali Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, or what? Vim tin tzulim ha-plige. Hilchas ha-kavosei, or what? Toshma. Vitnan, hoeim alech ha-beirei, kenem she-minen aloch, im i-atonete le-bincho, kur shol chitin, u-shtei chovye shol yayin, הרי זה יוכל להתיר הסניטרי שלא ילפי חוכמה. שיוכל להם עליהם, כלום אמרתי אלו בשביל קרדי, זהו קרדי. So suppose Reuben says to Shimon, I'm not going to have, if you don't take for your son from me a certain measure of wheat, or if you don't take for your son from me 2 barrels of wine, so then I'm not going to derive any benefit from you. I'm not going to have any annoyance from you. So it's invalid. Why? Because he can say, Shimon can say to Reuben, Kluma Marta Omishul Kvedi. Why did you say that? Because you wanted to honor me, to be nice to me, to accommodate me and my son with wine and chitin. So it was, you only said it in order to accommodate me. Zeru Kvedi, my covet is not to take from anybody. So Taime Yomar Zeru Kvedi, Holavoche, but if not for this, explanation of Zeru Kvedi, so the nether would be valid, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, is an interesting. He only made this nether in order to induce Shimon into taking a kush of chitim or 2 barrels of wine for Shimon's son. So it's a raya that Rabbanon Achim and Rabbi Yaakov. So the Gemara says, no, Leilom Rabbi Yaakov. So, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, so why does the Mishnah have to mention this explanation? Zeru Kvedi, even without that, it's a Nidra Zeruzi. So, made Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, why the Nidra Av? That's not Nidra Zeruzi. When is Nidra Zeruzi? It can only be explained as an inducement. But this can be explained not by way of inducement. It's very likely that he really meant it. That Reuben, when he said, if you don't take 2 barrels of wine for your son, if he says to Shimon, if you, Shimon, don't take 2 barrels of wine for your son, then I am not having any annoyance from you. He really meant it. It wasn't just for the purpose of inducing Shimon into taking 2 barrels of wine. Why? The Omele, like Kalbano, the Misane Minoch, the Misane Minoch. I'm not a Kaleb, I'm not a dog who has annoyance from others and who doesn't benefit others. In other words, the Kaleb is the symbol of servility. Now, a Becherin says, like Patrick Henry, he says, give me liberty or give me death. And what does a dog say? I mean, he doesn't say, but if you go, a dog could talk, so he would say, give me bread and I'll be your slave. That's all. He doesn't care. So the caliph is the symbol of servility. No lack of an independent spirit. He's not interested in freedom, in independence. All he's interested is to have his piece of flesh and the piece of bread. That's all. He has the need of gratitude, a caliph. True. But he is servant. So a caliph is the symbol of servility. So he says, here the Mishnah has to explain it on the basis of Klum Loyomato Ubshal Kvedi, Zeru Kvedi. Lav Kalba Ano de Misana Minoch Lu Misana Sminoch. Toshma. Hoim al Chavei Kenim Shato Nenesli. Im Yato Neisim Ibni Kur Shal Chit Nishte Chovi Shal Yayin. Reb Meir Im Raji Yitei. Vachachom Im Emrei. Av Ze Yoche Lahati Yeret Yibrei. Shalo Yad Vichochom. Shiyoche Lema. Hareini Kelis Kabalti. Types of other words. If Reuben says to Shimon, that's the converse. If Reuben says to Shimon, if you don't accommodate my son with 2 barrels of wine, then you cannot have any annoy from my lechosi. So then he can tell him later on, it's all right, you can have annoy from my lechosi. Because the purpose in making this matter was to accommodate, was for my own covenant. So, Harini Pliskabal, I consider it as if you gave me 2 barrels of wine. So the Gemara says, Taime, the Omar Harini Pliskabal, hold up, Vochen, the nether would be valid. So, but if the Chachomim all agree with Rebbe Yaakov's deal of Nidus Zeruzin, so without the explanation of Kilis Kabalti, it should be invalid, because it's only, he only made this vow in order to induce Shimon into giving 2 barrels of wine to Reuben's son. So the Gemara says, Le'ilom Rebbe Yaakov. Here it's not by way of inducement, if not for the explanation of Harinikos Kabalti, the matter would be valid. It's not the matter that was made for the purpose of inducing Shimon into giving 2 barrels of wine. He really meant it, because he meant it. He doesn't want to be a melech. In other words, a melech is one who is mehane others and who is not interested in getting from anybody else. In other words, a caliph is a parasite who is interested in benefiting from others and thus is not interested in benefiting others. And the melech, a melech is one who is dedicated to the task of benefiting others, and he doesn't want and he doesn't expect anything in return. That's a melech. Why? A caliph is the symbol of servility. A spiritual slave is one who says, give me bread and I'll be your slave. A melech, one who has an independent spirit, one who lives up to the ideal of internal malchus, so as it befits a melech. So he says, like Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And he's a real becherin, and he is only interested in benefiting others and not in benefiting from others. That is the reason why the Rambam says that the task of a melech is to be involved in chesed to everyone, because this is the essential element of internal malchus, and that is of internal malchus is to be mehanehades, to be dedicated to chesed. My mother-in-law was able, or it's not, I was able to maintain a glorious relationship with my mother-in-law, even though this is so unnatural, because Al-Pidin Chameitzo is considered to have a deep resentment against the daughter-in-law, and the same thing applies to his son-in-law. But what is the reason that Rishayim ascribe for this natural resentment in the heart of a mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law and against the son-in-law? Because the mother-in-law always feels consciously and unconsciously, he a cheles primam Ma Olai, I worked so hard in raising my child, and here comes my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, and he or she harvests the fruit of my labor, of my toil, of my blood. She resents that. So, Bamed Warim Amurim, if the mother-in-law has a servile attitude, if she's not dedicated to the test of being mehanehades without expecting anything in return, but if someone conforms to the internal royalty of the essential feature of internal royalty, of melech, of being dedicated to chesed, of being nehane others, not expecting anything in return, a quid pro quo. So then, such a mother-in-law does not have any resentment. On the contrary, such a mother-in-law has a deep attachment, even to his son-in-law, to everybody, and even to his son-in-law, and to his son-in-law, such a mother-in-law can treat his son-in-law like her own child. Thank you.